One random act of kindness can cause a ripple effect throughout a nation. That's why Cape Talk and the Dis-Chem Foundation are helping you make a difference.
Food parcels, vegetable gardens, soup kitchens, support and care for those in need are some of the initiatives that make a difference in our country every day. But these are unprecedented times. Loss of income is there. Economic decline is very much there. And that means the extraordinary organizations and individuals behind these initiatives are stretched even more as the number of people in need rises. The Dis-Chem Foundation, that we are so privileged to partner with, wants to ensure that these organizations continue to help even more people. That's why we highlight the Dis-Chem Random Acts of Kindness Initiative. And the featured organization today is Home From Home. I did talk about it last week when I came back into the studio from a visit to the Home From Home in Zonnebloem Estate, where I was delighted to meet and privileged to meet Auntie Susie, a.k.a. Suzette Sampson, Senior Social Worker at Home From Home. Hello, Auntie Susie.
Good afternoon, John.
We don't have a lot of time, but take some time. I did tell people when I came back from my visit, but let's remind them and tell those who weren't listening what it is that you do at Home From Home.
Thank you, John. At Home From Home, we run a cluster foster care organization, which means that we have homes in different communities where we employ a foster mom, and in some cases we've got a mom and dad, and their job is to build a loving family home for up to 6 children. In cases where there are siblings, we do often have 7 kids in the homes.
And these are children that come to you through the court system. They are officially made foster children in the Home From Home structure.
That is correct. Yes, they are placed into the foster care of Home From Home.
And many of them come from very, very difficult homes. Otherwise, they would not have been through the court system. And so there are issues with absent parent or absent parents. There are often issues with parents who have substance abuse problems. Many of the children who come into your system have developmental issues. A significant number are fetal alcohol syndrome children. So it is an act of enormous love and compassion to care for these people, these children in a home from home situation.
That is correct, John. It requires, as you say, a lot of passion, and it requires a very special type of person to give up the life that they know with their own family to come and care for 6 different personalities under one roof.
And the funding of all of these initiatives is always difficult. I know you get some money for each child that is in a home. You get the foster child grant for that home, but everything else has to be paid for through donations.
That is correct. So we have an awesome fundraising team who are working at it all the time to ensure that we can cover foster mom salaries, staff salaries, transport that we pay for the kids to get to school, school uniforms, school stationery, medical needs, therapy outside of what we as the social work team can offer.
And I presume that, like most people who work in the space, your donation flow has slowed down, perhaps even to just a sort of drip, drop, 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 trickle?
Yes, it has. We've had a significant reduction in the amount of funding that we've received with the onset of the pandemic. Companies haven't been able to support as well as they did before.
And I found out when we visited last week, Auntie Susie, that you're starting a new project. Children get to the age of 18 and they need a kind of bridge before they hopefully go out into the wider world and happily, productively look after themselves.
That is correct, John. Under the Child Care Act, once the children reach 18, if they are not studying or at school, they have to leave the foster care placement. And what we've started now is what we call a transition home. We try and work with young people to get them to a point where they are able to actually live independently and manage their social situations, their budgets, their home situations on their own. Because at 18, as much as you are legally an adult, you know, with our kids, chronologically they might be 18, but emotionally they're probably around 14, 15 years old. So they need that extra assistance and that extra support.
Auntie Susie, Suzette Sampson, Senior Social Worker at Home from Home, Sherry Saltzman of the Dis-Chem Foundation is with us now. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you. You know, Wayne and the team from Dis-Chem that were on site with us last week, it was obvious how deeply moved they were by what they were seeing and experiencing.
Yes, and sadly I wasn't able to join you because I am in Joburg, but Wayne has done many of our random acts of kindness for us, and he always reports back with true compassion and concern for the needs of the organizations that we are assisting. And one of the things he highlighted for me, and I think as a mom I can totally relate, is bringing up children is really tough, not just financially, but emotionally as well. And like Susie said, for a stranger to take in someone else's children and bring them up with love and compassion and to try and give them a sense of normality, I truly think that those moms are the true heroes in the story. And the Dis-Chem pharmacies and the Dis-Chem Foundation want to honor those heroes and help these children. And originally I was going to give you 90,000 Rand, Susie, towards your organization of a store account to buy purchases for these children within the store, but I'm going to up that to 120,000 for the year. So you can buy these children all the toiletries you need. You can go visit our clinic sisters. You can buy them little sweeties or, you know, just to treat them as well. They deserve it. And, you know, if the Dis-Chem Foundation isn't about heart, what am I doing my job for?
Sherry, unfortunately, Susie has dropped off the line, so we're not able to get a reaction from her. But I'm sure that she will be just most wonderfully delighted at your extraordinary generosity. Thank you very, very, very much indeed. Perhaps just remind people how they can, through the foundation and through shopping at Dis-Chem, contribute to these random acts of kindness.
Well, every time a customer walks into store and purchases something, they're automatically contributing towards the Dis-Chem Foundation. And they swipe their card. A portion of that purchase goes straight into my budget. And without their help, you know, we wouldn't be able to help organizations like Home from Home.
Sherry Saltzman of the Dis-Chem Foundation, thank you very, very much indeed for an extremely generous gesture, Home from Home, benefiting to the tune of 120,000 Rand. Not a random act of kindness, really, is it? I mean, it's a focused, specific act of kindness, but we need more and more of them.